Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you haven't noticed, there are a lot of new hotels under construction in our state. In fact, the number is at a high for the current growth cycle. But our next guest says that this growth is not without its challenges. Bruce Collins is with OTO Development, a hotel builder, owner, and operator based in Spartanburg, South Carolina, that specializes in energy and environmentally friendly hotel construction. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Spartanburg. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Well, sure. OTO is part of the Johnson family of companies. We started in May of 2004, and we've been developing hotels across the nation ever since. It's always unique to tell somebody that a small company in Spartanburg, South Carolina has a nationwide reach, and we develop what we would call select service hotel products around the country. So we do a lot of franchise business under the Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt umbrellas, and we're up to 60-plus hotels that we've built since 2004. And we also manage hotels, too, so we manage our own hotels as well as manage for other developers.
Who is the Johnson family of companies?
That Johnson family is George Dean Johnson, Jr., who's a big development participant in downtown Spartanburg and across the country as well. And then his son, Jordy Johnson, who has taken the reins of the company and all of the Johnson family members. But they have several companies that are affiliated throughout several businesses, and OTO is one of the family.
What caught my eye with your company is this specialization in sustainable construction. Talk about that.
We are trying our best to keep up with all the new trends. We're committed to LEED products. Every one of our hotels, with exception of maybe one or two, are developed to LEED standards. And what we found was we always developed to those standards anyway. So we always put in new high-end equipment, energy-efficient equipment. We always put in energy-efficient lighting.
I noticed that you have one under construction, that the method is modular construction.
It did. So a little bit of it, that was LEED driven, but most of that was sort of economic driven in terms of workforce, labor challenges, cost of construction. And we were looking for solutions. And not only did this meet the LEED requirements, but it also met the great requirements of what we needed in order to get the project built in the time frame and the economic factors.
Are there companies out there that specialize in making pre-constructed portions of hotels?
There are, actually. We used a company called Champion Commercial Structures in Chapel Hill. They actually build the entire room in their factory in an assembly line, complete hotel room, which is unique in that the bathroom is completely finished out. Even the guest room portion of the room is completely finished out with furniture, wallpaper, flooring, light fixtures, what you would consider a complete room in a box. It arrives from Liverpool, Pennsylvania, on the back of a big truck. They pull up in front of the site, peel the plastic off, lift it up into place, and start stacking like Legos.
Now, you mentioned a few of the challenges that you're facing. Labor shortage. Is this impacted by the immigration issues going on in our country right now?
It is. I would say it's more impacted by just the downturn in the economy that we all experienced previously. So, you know, between 2006 and 2011, that workforce was reduced by about 40%. But what we found was a lot of people left the construction industry. So from an immigration standpoint, what we found was people who had immigrated into the U.S. to work in the construction industry, when the downturn happened, they went back to their own home country, wherever they might be from, and their economies improved at the same time as our economy, and they could actually make a living where they were. They didn't need to come back to the U.S. to work. So not only did we lose jobs within the U.S. from a citizenship standpoint, we also lost a lot of people that were immigrants that decided not to come back.
I think you mentioned rising construction costs as another challenge. Is the good business environment contributing to that?
It is, because if you combine that good business environment with the reduction in the workforce and also the demand on materials with the amount of development that's happening, all of a sudden you've hit this sort of perfect storm where materials are hard to come by. People aren't keeping the same inventory that they once kept before the downturn, so things are not on a shelf.
What's next for OTO Development?
I think we'll continue to develop. I think we'll grow our management pipeline by quite a bit. Our CEO, Corey Oakes, always says we're going to grow by a lot on the management side. So I think we will continue to grow in leaps and bounds in the coming years.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Bruce Collins is Director of Development with OTO Development, and he joined us by phone from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.